to turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verses 5 to 9, someone can stand and read that. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 9.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name.
Thanks, Matt. The thought was to open up this portion to everyone and get an appreciation somewhat in our human understanding of these few verses. What the Holy Spirit is saying to each of us in regards to the Lord Jesus, his character in this portion. And I'm sure other brothers have some thoughts as we open this up this afternoon. Feel free to make contributions, to participate, and also speak up because we don't have the wireless mic to hand around the room so that everyone can hear. Whenever you're contributing, make sure you're loud enough so all can hear.
I would just make this comment as we proceed that you'll find in the writings of the Apostle Paul, he is very careful in all his books to bring out the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is one of the portions also that bring before us somewhat of the glories of the Son, or who he is, before he became a man, and after he became a man. And you'll find the apostle is bringing before us that mind that was in Christ Jesus. This is the glorified man. And he says, what kind of mind that was? And he's going to explain to us in the verses that were read, this disposition that was in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of who he is and what he became gives rise to what he became because of who he was and who he is. And this is what is so glorious and wonderful as we look into the scriptures. He said in verse 6, who being in the form of God, he existed in this form. And I would like us to open this up, verse 6, a bit so we could get the present game.
Now, two things I'd say right at the start as well. Verse 5. Verse 5 says, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. And then the Spirit of God begins to open up a wonderful vista view of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the idea is that the Spirit of God wants us to think of Christ and then to think like Christ. I want to say those two statements again. He's going to present Christ, and so we're going to be thinking of him, recognizing all that there was to this presentation here, thinking of him. But then as we think of him, he wants us to think like him, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. First point, think of Christ, think like Christ. Second, who being in the form of God, and there are quite a number of people who really would need a lot of help, would like a lot of help, and what does it mean to be in the form of God? If you have a pen and a notebook, I'd like to suggest a very simple but a very profound understanding of this expression form. In a few words, we could say form means the fullness of the expression of essence. The fullness of the expression of essence. Essence implies exactly altogether what that is, what the person is. So he is God, but more than just God. It is the form of God. He did not just say who being God. He could have said that, and that would be true. But Paul wanted to, the Spirit of God wanted to emphasize that not only is this person that we're discussing, Christ Jesus, God, but altogether, every manifestation, every expression was in the fullness of the expression of who he was. And so this is important because when it comes to the rest of the initial part of the chapter, you will understand why it did not say who being God, but rather who being in the form of God, meaning the fullness of the expression of being very God at this point in time.